This is the BBC Light Programme.
It's Goons Night on BBC Radio 2.
It's no good, Min. I shall never learn to play the xylophone.
Hello, and welcome to Goons Night on BBC Radio 2. I'm Eddie Izzard, your guide for the next 3.5 hours through the unique world of The Goon Show, which was created 50 years ago with the broadcast of a show called Crazy People, not The Goon Show at all. The Crazy People were Spike Milligan, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, and Michael Benteen. Michael Benteen's early departure left the trio, whose extraordinary voiced characters populated the most influential radio comedy show ever. If Monty Python's Flying Circus was the starting point for modern TV comedy, The Goon Show had been exactly that for radio almost 2 decades before. And of course, without The Goon Show, there would have been no Monty Python, no alternative comedy, no Fast Show, no Harry Enfield, no Jack and the Beanstalk, no food on the tables, no children leaping up and down on space hoppers. I wouldn't have a job. I'd be living in a ditch, you know, with fish swimming along and coming up and going, what are you doing here? And I said, I've got no job because of no Goon Show. They go, oh, the tragedy of history. I wouldn't exist because my parents would not have had sex, and they did have sex purely because the Goon Show told them to, because they played it backwards. And it goes, have sex, if you play a Goon Show backwards. Sorry. 50 years on, the Goon Shows are as fresh, inventive, and as funny as when they were first made. Sadly, in that intervening half century, we've lost Peter Sellers, Michael Benteen, and most recently Sir Harry Secombe. But as long as people continue to listen to radio comedy, those three will not be forgotten.
Hello, hello!
Hello! Inspector Seagorn, huh?
Echoes, my good man.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. I can't hear you, Jim. Jim, Jim. Hello, hello. Hello, hello, Jim. Jim, I can't hear you. Jim. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Jim, Jim, Jim. Hello, 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 hello. Oh, oh, hello. Oh. There must be something wrong with the line, Jim.
Seagun speaking.
Ah, now I can hear you.
You've been at the brass polish again. I must let my trousers out. Oh, that's better.
Seagoon ran on and on. By nightfall, he found himself in Chinatown, amongst the almond-eyed devotees of the poppy, and here and there a pop-eyed devotee of the almond.
Mud and Min, Mud and Min, stop that mud and leaping, Min.
I can't help it, buddy. I've got the spring in my knees.
It wasn't me, I tell you, it wasn't. She's lying. The Granada Hotel, room 205, I've never heard of it. Must have been some other filthy swine.
It's a river steamer. What a steamer!
Oh, it is my captain! Salutes with truncheon, blat himself smartly on side of head. Bland!
Stop it, you drunken alco!
This island is no water!
Let us not worry.
It's all in the mind, you know.
Oh, that's better.
I'm here as a fan, mate, rather than an expert. Even though I'm quite an expert, really, because I've read all the books. So between now and 10:30 p.m. GMT, TSP, baked potato, you'll be hearing everything you could ever want to know about the Goons. And what better way to start this evening of celebration of the Goon shows than with playing a Goon show that's chosen by the one and only Spike Milligan himself. Well-known spelling mistake from Joke That's His. Here's Spike Milligan's favorite Goon show of all, The Fear of Wages.